It's okay.
No one cares anymore. No, that's what's weird. No one cares.
No, not really. I mean,
People are like, oh, well, you love who you want to love. Who cares?
Apparently, there's more footage or some shit with other A-listers.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Okay. Well. All right, kids. Welcome to Random Thoughts. I'm still Manuel. He's still George. We are not sponsored by Talking Rain, Sparkling Ice, Blue Raspberry. And this is a part of the Fonts Media Network where you can get all the cool shows like this one. And if you're interested in government politics, you can dive into World Ablaze. And if you're interested in just plain old news, like, you know, a woman drowning her kids in a bathtub type news, you can go to Stretch Goose Podcast. And The Lost Tapes is the journey of my podcasting, which is about 200 plus episodes at this point being added. Last 27 been added a few days ago because Bleacher Banner was merged with Stretch Goose because it was redundant podcasting and that doesn't fare well in the business. How are you, sir?
I ain't got time for this bullshit is how I am.
Well, do tell.
I just don't have time for this bullshit.
Which bullshit?
Oh, no, I was just being an asshole. No, I was just referring to how you're talking about consolidating the shows and whatnot on the network because it's like all comes down to time, right?
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how much time this takes, all the editing, the recording, and the recording takes X amount of hours. And it's just hard, man, to run like multiple shows like crazy. And then we're trying to do guests and schedule guests and all that. And it just becomes a big old monster you got to keep feeding at some point. You can't even keep up. So,
yeah. And then if you're trying to,
I think it was a good call consolidating,
especially some of those shows.
Cause
yeah,
especially like on your end, when you tend to cross over a lot on Stretch Goose anyway with like your news and then you dive into sports and you do all that already anyway. So it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, and drag a co-host in there with me. Maybe it'll
make it
work. Spice it up, as they say.
Make it work. But as far as everything else is going, I mean, hell, for not even a year, I think we're growing pretty well. But as far as Random Thoughts is concerned and people who listen to this show, we're keeping it going. I had to take about a week or so off to concentrate on other things, but more than a week, almost a freaking month, it seems like. But
yeah,
we're back. Yeah. We're back. Lots
Bob
happened.
Ross is looking at you again.
And you did put Bob Ross up just as I asked.
Nice.
You kept the can.
Yes,
it's nice.
I did.
It's clean.
That shitty energy drink is gone.
Positive energy drink. I don't know if I get any positivity from the drink, but damn, this portrait's amazing.
Here, dude, you got to have a can from our not sponsor.
This portrait of Bob Ross here is inspiring. I'm already smiling. This is awesome.
Well, he's everywhere.
I know.
There's five more shots of him.
I just feel Bob Ross energy everywhere.
You
got it.
Here's our not sponsored can energy drink. You need that? Hold on.
Yes, I have in my hand the company who is not sponsoring us. Sparkling Ice Caffeine by Talking Rain Energy Drinks. All right, that's it.
All right. That's my tragic piano. I
like it.
I'm sure we'll...
So anyway, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. I don't know what you want to talk about today. We didn't really prep, but at least we slept a little. We're doing this on a Sunday morning this time instead of late afternoon on a Wednesday or Thursday when we're already freaking burned out from the day. But
I do want to talk about the Joker movie.
Sure.
I know none of us saw it.
No, I didn't see it. I did see some people drop some like spoilers and their own, their own little reviews, and doesn't seem very positive, to be honest, from what I've read.
Well, this is what I want to. This is probably going to be a movie where it makes an example out of the human intelligence as a whole.
You think so?
I think so, because when you read the negative reviews, it's what is this shit? It's a musical. None of these characters make sense. Blah, blah, blah. But then, man, I'm burping up Talking Rain. But then when you...
Sponsored by Talking Rain.
Not sponsored yet.
I mean, not sponsored.
But, yet. Thank you.
Maybe not. I don't know.
But when you read the anything 8 out of 10 or higher reviews, it is like they break down it's like a character study. Like they're breaking down the psychosis of Arthur Fleck, the way the movie ends, I guess he ends up dying at the end of the movie by a prisoner that laughs exactly like the Joker would laugh. So it makes you think it's another one of those dream sequences. Because you know how the first one ends where he's staring at the wall?
Yes.
And then it pans back to the psychologist. Like it's all in his head. And this is kind of the same idea, but at the end, the way it's described is like he's dead and you don't know if he was really the Joker or not, or if it was just another
We didn't see it, but I also read where people were upset because he apparently got gang raped by a bunch of dudes.
That's part of the ending, yeah.
Yeah. So basically a bunch of big gay gang raping of the Joker. But apparently that was actually in one of the comics, one of the offshoots of the Joker timeline story. Yeah. Also.
I mean, it's,
so he got prison raped, which happens.
It's also Arkham, full of nuts.
Yeah. But even if I haven't seen it, from what I've read, I have to lean with your assessment. I think this whole thing was just basically a big synopsis of what's going on in his head. Maybe not reality, because he is the Joker. You know, he's one of those characters that's always trying to balance how crazy he is and his impulses with how intelligent he is. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm debating on whether I'm going to see it, to be quite honest. I thought the first one was okay, but I think what people got to realize is that this movie is admittedly not even based on the real Joker character. It's a story created based on, well, this might be what the Joker character went through or could have, or how he could have come to be if these circumstances and, you know, events lined up this way. It's not a literal iteration of the Joker character from the DC comics. And I think that's where a lot of people get disappointed. They're not looking at it from that viewpoint, because it's not a literal Joker movie. You know, it's completely, character's been rewritten and the story has been made up based on, you know, what ifs. Like, let's take him out of the DC universe, and if the Joker on his own was a real person or whatever, how would a person like the Joker come to be? Now, that's what the premise of the first and second movies are supposed to be.
Yeah.
But people are stuck on the comic book only version of the Joker.
So that this one, I think it, that's what I'm saying. Let me see how to phrase this. So is movies only supposed to entertain and not make you think?
I think people gotten lazy. I think they don't want to think. And
they just want to see the Joker stab a few people and go home.
Yeah, I think most people just want to be entertained, honestly. And I'm not sure what that speaks to in terms of maybe our society is so crazy, people just look at movies as a release. And the ones that do make you think, I mean, everyone gets offended when they are forced to think. Like, if a movie actually makes a statement, right away it gets negative reviews if it doesn't, you know, give off the message that is supposedly popular, you know, with whichever group. And yeah, movies don't really make you think anymore.
I love a good mind fuck.
True.
I do.
If they do it correctly.
Well, yeah, but I you know, like,
not a lot of them get it right, though. You know, not a lot of them get it right. I think people are, let me say it this way, and they're lazy in their intelligence. Like, I'm not saying all people are stupid, but I don't think people really want to use the powers of their brain so much anymore. I think everybody just wants to zone out and check out, not really be engaged and challenge their own thought processes and what their, what their beliefs are. They just want to go with the flow. They just want to wake up, get on their fucking iPhone or, you know, Android phone and look at their apps and, you know, punch into work, get off work and just sleep, go to eat, sleep, repeat. Like, that's it. They don't go outside of that anymore. I mean, how many people on average actually pick up a book or do any research anymore?
No, it's Audible, man. It's Audible. It's Chat GPT. But even Audible,
you know, let's look at the content that's mostly consumed. How much of it is of
knowledge?
Yeah, a knowledgeable nature or content that challenges your intellect versus, ooh, I want to read about painting watercolor, or, which is not a bad thing, but you know what I'm saying? you know, it's like, It's like stupid content and topics that are just based. It has nothing to do with challenging your intellect and growing as a person.
No.
Unfortunately. How many people have picked up a book on behavioral psychology and tried to understand that and how you can see around the world how it's being applied to you right now by the powers that be? Nobody.
No.
Nobody's done that.
No.
Again, just an example, right? I'm not saying you need to do that.
I've listened to, on Audible, the psychological nature of Batman, where they break down all the characters and they get into like the different diseases they might have, their family structures, things like that. That's educational shit, though.
Yeah.
But
that's taking a fictional character
and trying to put reality
and trying to put real, you know, assess that character from a standpoint of real psychological, you know, analysis. And you know, sometimes we need to do that to make, you know, to make examples and points.
Yeah.
But most people don't want to do that. Most people don't want to dive that deep. Most people are very... They live on the surface, man. You know, unfortunately, I think.
Shit. So some of these influencers are right about the Matrix?
Fuck, man. Can you imagine? Maybe we are living in this Matrix. I don't know. I hate to say that because, you know, Andrew Tate's taken that term and has just used it so loosely and so repeatedly that I don't even want to hear it said anymore just because I can't stand the fucking guy.
Well, the retard's in jail again, so.
Yeah. And I don't want to make this another.
Let's not have a Tate thing. I was just asking.
It's just I'm using him as an example. You know, I don't even know if we can even use that term Matrix anymore. It's more like we're in a cross, maybe in a cross between, you know, the Matrix storyline and the Terminator storyline. I think we're probably somewhere in there.
How come these fucking influencers don't have healthcare?
Why should they? Where would they get it? I mean, technically, these influencers are what, self-employed? So they'd have to enter the marketplace and pay for it on their own.
Oh. No, I just saw another influencer go down and there's a GoFundMe for medical care. So I just thought
because they're not paying for it. They can't afford it.
But
I mean,
why? I thought influencing was the shit. Like,
not all these people are making as much money as you think. I mean, it's a lot of fluff out there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. There's some people making money, but it's not the majority. Not the majority.
Huh. Makes you wonder.
I mean, for example, we use the podcast world. I mean, how hard is it to make money on the podcasting world? Honestly, pretty hard unless you're a big fucking movie star or superstar from sports or whatever. And then you automatically get this giant contract.
Or you have a moment of a viral moment like Hakatua.
Yeah. Just spit on that.
Oh, you gotta give him that Hakatua. spit
on a microphone and now she's got a podcast and she interviewed that Cummings comedian.
Yeah.
What her name is.
Well, the only thing I can say about her.
I did hear an episode and I was like, how did this happen? Like,
all I can say about her is she freely admitted that she knew she had her 15 minutes and she was going to try to take advantage of it as much as she could. She realized she might have just been a flash in the pan. She knew that.
Yeah.
She wasn't stupid. She understood that. But she's taken advantage of it and let's see where that journey goes for her.
But in general, it's
not an easy thing. And so being an influencer, you know, all the hours and time that you put into your content doesn't always yield results. And even if you get, you know, 50, 60,000 downloads, how much revenue is that for you? Unless you land a major sponsor.
True. But I thought it was funny. More interesting how quickly that moment got into an agent's inbox. And how fast the money went her way to put that stuff up.
Look, because she has eyeballs on her. I mean, let's just be honest. If you're going to go out talking about how you suck dick and you're blonde and skinny. Oh, yeah. Of course, people are going to be looking at you. You're going to get the attention regardless of, you know, whether you say anything intelligent or not. I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying regardless of.
Yeah. How the situation played out. Yeah.
And so they just went with it. And, you know, people had to keep clicking and checking out. Well, what's she doing? She's doing this now. It just turned into what it is.
There's one greedy fucker that's like, I can make money on this.
Right. But I mean, good for her. Let her try to take this journey and hopefully she turns it into something more of a positive and not just get pigeonholed into a person that knows how to spit on a dick. You know, to be honest, it's just what it is.
It's true. It's true. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know,
I mean,
she takes this and runs with it, you know, but in a positive way. And right. It turns into
something. I don't want to sit here and make it sound like.
Yeah, I'm not bashing her. You know,
we're shitting on that entire
industry. Hey, she picked
up
the ball and ran with it.
Yeah, I'm not shitting on the industry. I just really was curious, like, why don't these guys have healthcare? Why don't they have this? Why don't they have... Because I read this story. The dude decided to do a stunt. He jumped off a building because he thought he can do that parkour shit where you go building to building.
Oh, yeah.
And he completely missed and fell. And he was like laid up in a bed. And it's like, here's my GoFundMe. Help me pay for my broken bones.
These people don't have... I mean...
But if you can't afford it, why are you jumping off the building?
You know how many people are out there that can't afford healthcare? I mean... Now we're going to get into this shit. Healthcare in America is bad. You know that.
No,
you know, we've talked about this before on your show, my show.
Yeah, we talked where it was appropriate.
But I'm trying to answer your question. I'm trying to stay on that topic here because healthcare in America is not affordable. And you know, and I blame Obamacare. I'm sorry, but Obamacare did not help anybody except for those who are really in poverty level. Income brackets. That's it.
And to deliver the security of quality, affordable healthcare to more Americans.
You know, if you're making less than 30 grand a year, guess what? Obamacare suddenly kind of helps you. But if you're above that, you start making 40,000 plus, now you're paying the same price as any other person in the marketplace. It doesn't help anybody. And all it did was price fix the insurance agencies and industry. To where no matter where you go, everybody has the same price now because they know you can't get around it. So, you know, why is it that a person's insurance should cost about as much as a house payment or the rent? Like, let's just be honest. And just because you get older, it exponentially goes up in price. So let's say you're in your 20s and they consider you healthy just because you're in your 20s. Okay, so you pay $300-$400 a month probably on a decent plan. But as you get older, all of a sudden you're looking at $1,500 a month, then it goes to $2,500 a month, then it can go to $3,000 a month, then it can go as high as $7,000 a month. It's crazy. It makes no sense because they assume as you get older, you need more care, which is not always the case at all. And so, you know, if you're an influencer, for example, you know, you don't necessarily have these big contracts like movie stars and rock stars and all these other people. Not everybody in arts and entertainment or in media make enough. And I'm roping influencers into media. That's why I said media. But
yeah.
They don't all make enough consistently to afford healthcare. Think about them. Probably, I mean, a lot of these people put these videos out, but they're living in like apartments, condos, small places. They're getting by.
Or with their parents.
They're self-employed, right? Yeah. Most of them. So most of these people, they're not even telling the truth. It's a side hustle. They have a job and everything, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're trying to present to everybody that they're this big-time personality with all this reach and influence.
Well, how the fuck did Mr. Beast? I've seen his early videos. All he did is play video games online and
because you're talking about timing, right? So today's influencers, it's such an oversaturated market.
Yeah.
In terms of trying to grab eyeballs, everybody wants to do it now because they've seen the successors of the people who started earlier. Mr. Beast is a perfect example, man. He was doing it when nobody was doing it, really.
Yeah.
And then he was already established.
Like 200 and something million followers.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened with Joe Rogan. How did he get so big? Well, he was consistent at it. If you hear his early stuff, it was just a bunch of guys hanging out in a fucking room talking shit.
Yeah.
But then it evolved. But he was already established, right? So he kept that following going with him. If you enter into podcasting, social media influencer, whatever, now, look at the competition you have. Look at how many people there are. How do you grab someone's attention? So back to your question, not all influencers are super mega rich, man. Yeah, you know, they might make a decent income one month and the next month their content isn't catching like the video they put out previously. And they're like, oh shit, what do I do? And in between paying, they got pick and choose health insurance, car payments, you know, their rent, they need a roof right to live under. But what about their food? And look how expensive food is these days. I can see why a lot of these guys don't have healthcare. I mean, if someone doesn't have a job where it's 100% paid, most companies don't even do that anymore. It's more of a contribution. They'll pay like
80, 50, 75%,
whatever it is, whatever the split is. But you still have to come out of pocket if you want a really, really, really good plan. You can take the cheaper one, get it paid for altogether.
Well, the deductibles are a little higher now too.
Yeah, way higher.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'd say that is the big reason why you're seeing anybody who's trying to do what we do for a living, what social media influencers do for a living, if they're only doing it for a living without any other income at this point, and they're not like, let's say, a fucking Tucker Carlson or Mr. Beast or, you know, Charlie Kirk or whoever.
Yeah.
You're just not going to, you're not going to be able to survive, man. You're just not. You'd have to build this as a side hustle and then go from there.
I think this topic is cool to revisit every once in a while.
It is.
It's like an update of sorts.
Because things change throughout time.
That's where things are. And it's like the last time we talked about this, we were talking about how it was kind of unfair that the big guys are dragging their audiences into the space and stealing airtime. And
they are.
And taking deals because of their name, not necessarily the talent.
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering, since, like, you know,
Example, Kelce Brothers also, this is giant Wondery deal, right?
But this is like the third time that we've kind of tried to update this and try to go back and see where the state of things. So is it still, I don't think it's getting any better, because
how do you mean better?
What I'm
trying to get is, what do you mean by you don't think it's getting better?
I don't think it's getting better because the independent, or I guess we're all independent if we don't have any like major backing. So independent people are still struggling to get noticed. And I've heard a lot of independent podcasters, and their content is, and their talent surpasses a lot of these famous people.
There's some really good, like, people that really put their time into it to give you an amazing product, because everyone tells you, if you want to get noticed, you want to make it, you got to have a quality product.
And all that, yeah.
And then you hear these bigger contracts like you're getting to with these superstars, and it's like, I can't even get to the episode because the audio is so bad, or their timing and how they speak is just, they just don't have it.
It's just off. You know,
have you heard those interviews by some of these people? They're just so awkward, man.
Yeah, because they don't know what to talk about. They like to talk about what is going to sell rather than get to know who they're talking to.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, so it's like,
maybe they just don't vet people well enough. It's like, what I see the trend right now with anything in podcasting or influence, whatever you want to call it, because even podcasting, I guess, could be a form of influencing. But what I see the trend is everybody thinks they're going to get famous by having famous guests on their show. Like, nobody does what we do. Like, you have a solo podcast, I have a solo podcast, right? And then we have one together. But a lot of people avoid the solo thing because they don't know how to get on the mic and really put a good show together. So they think that if I'm going to make it, all I got to do is have guests. And there's some people that their whole business plan on becoming a self-employed podcaster is by just having nothing but guests on their shows. But then nobody ever knows anything about you, the host. Like, who are you? Are you just
But that is the trend, is two people on a microphone. Two people on a microphone tend to do better statistically than a solo. So they beat the guest thing up.
I think statistically, yes, but I mean, how do you explain people like Bill Burr? How do you explain that? And then, okay, since you're talking about that, some people just have another person on the mic to just be like a check-in, right? And I'll bring up Dave Smith, because Dave Smith has a political podcast,
but he has a producer that he bounces on.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was going to say, it's two people, but not really, because Dave's the one who mostly speaks. And then every once in a while, I say, hey, Robbie, what do you think? It's almost like he reaches out to him when he's formulating something in his mind. He's like, hey, it's your turn. And then he just takes over again. So it's like 80% Dave Smith talking, and then Robbie is just doing what? Listening and nodding his head.
He's listening, nodding, and he's...
And it's not a knock on either of those two, by the way.
He's just playing with the buttons. Yeah,
we're just talking about the format and how people approach things. And in another good example would be like Ted Cruz, right? It's really him talking, but it's almost like he can't get anything out unless he has it set up for him. So he has someone else, you know, basically setting up the question for him, and then he answers.
You also have to have the right one, because Ferguson is it Bill Ferguson? His last name?
Yeah,
Ferguson.
I think it's still Ferguson. Yeah, I haven't listened to it in a while. So
he has an inability to allow that person to speak. Because like he'll ask the question, Cruz gets about a few sentences in, and then he's already on top of him with his you know, answer to a question right. that he asked. So you also have to have a guy that knows when to shut his mouth.
Well, that's an art, right?
That's an art form in itself.
And that's really learning each other, I think, if you have a co-host, correct?
Yeah, so like, you know, one guy could set up, one guy knock it down, volley back, set up, knock down. And that's also another issue that the celebrity-backed shows, whether it's YouTube, podcast, whatever, they have a hard time with because they all want to be noticed. They all want to be in, you know, the one that raises the bar, if you will, or set it, or
I wonder if that's a
it's an ego thing
or I was gonna say a lifestyle thing, because if you're a superstar, right? Let's say you're a Leonardo DiCaprio and you decided to start a podcast and you have guests or co-hosts. I mean, and I'm not saying this is him, but just using his name because he's someone famous that people can go, oh yeah, you know, big name. But if you're a person of that level, let's just put it that way, you're probably used to people shutting up a lot and just shaking their, you know, nodding their head and saying yes and all that.
Yeah.
So maybe the day in and day out, they're not used to having that back and forth interaction to where when you have a conversation, they know when to give the other person space to express their opinion. You know what I mean? So you might be, or we may be listening to those podcasts or whatever they do in their early stages of them trying to figure out how they fit in to a conversation. Because they're usually always the one talking and being told, yes, sir, that's great, that's amazing. You know what I mean? Maybe they're just not used to that. Maybe. Okay. I'm just throwing it out as a theory. Possible.
It's possible, but I don't know.
But back to your point. Okay, so statistically, you know, two people do better statistically. Because yes. People do want to hear a conversation. But I also say that there's some great solo podcasts out there that do very well.
Dan Carlin's history. It's 3 hours of him talking about history.
And, yeah. But that, and then also in the influencing world, right? On social media, it's getting more and more common to now see two people in an influencing video rather than just one person anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe your theory's correct, but there's still some really good solo podcasters and influencers out there because they know how to present, they know how to speak, they know how to keep things going, keep the vibe, the mood, everything. But it takes a little more work, as you know, because even if I'm by myself, I'm going to be honest, there's times I have to start, stop.
Excuse me.
You know, that happens. You got to do a little more editing. When there's two people, it's a little easier to flow. And, you know, when you're fumbling, you can just kind of be like, you know, take this over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little different. I get it. But
I mean, I think we
got off the point here about what were we talking about?
The original, but see, this is why it's called Random Thoughts, because the original question was, why is healthcare an issue for influencers?
No. We got past that, and then you said something about we were talking about how when superstars come into the space.
Yeah, because we're just kind of revisiting,
and then we're talking about
the state of the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I was talking about how the trend now is all about people trying to make their shows big by just having guests, and then you said, well, statistically, it's better when you have two. Okay. So I'm going to get back to the guest.
Welcome to Random Thoughts.
Yeah. No, I'll throw some more randomness in there later. But I think people may be seeing the success of people like Rogan, for example. Where,
but they want to copy that because there's a lot of copies.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. Because like, oh, they got big and they have guests and they talk back and forth. But it's not instant success because, you know, someone like him has been doing it for so many years. There's nuance and there's ways to talk to people to get things out of them that I even see it with the independents, right? The small guys like us. And I'm connected with a few of them on social media. I know you have before and you've talked to many. And They believe they just start and it's like, I got to have a guest, got to have a guest. But there's a difference between a quality guest and just a guest, right? And if you're going to build your show on fame and fortune and whatever of the other person, you got to make sure that that person is exactly the person who's going to bring eyeballs and ears to your content. Or you can be like Joe or whoever, or even like me or you, because I know that you don't really care. You're just like, hey, I think this guy's interesting. Let me have a conversation with him, right? Yeah. It's not always based on fame. For me, the people that I did have on the show, and I don't have many because I don't have time for it, to be honest.
Right.
But when I do try to get someone on, I just think, hey, it'd be interesting to talk to this person. And a lot of times I'd rather talk to people on our level that are also trying to build and come up, because it's a little more relatable, I think.
Yeah, but even some of those got to stick up their ass.
Some. Yeah. But my point being is be careful, because even for these celebrities, you got to know who you are first. First off, you got to build who you are as a personality. You got to get used to using your technology, the microphone, know how to have a conversation and talk and get the flow. Get that down first before you just say, I'm going to do a podcast, and you get this multi-million-dollar deal, and then within 2 years, you're fucking done. And then you're trying to find the next income stream.
Exactly. All right. I think we've covered it. I just want to get to this because I just saw this while you were talking. I thought, interesting.
What just came in? What do we got?
Chicago Tribune. Doctor pleads guilty in prostitution conspiracy case tied to political connections in Chicago.
Who is not tied to some freaking prostitution and sexual abuse scandal these days?
A California doctor pleads guilty Friday to charges he lied to federal investigators about arrangements with a politically connected Chicago businessman to have women travel out of state for high paid trysts.
Huh. Sounds very Diddy-ish.
Dr. Hojat Asakari, who's almost 60, by the way, currently resides in Malibu, pled guilty to one count of lying to the FBI. He will get 2.5 years in prison for this. His lawyers say they believe the sentencing guidelines should be a year, not two. Of course, you know, do your best to get him out of jail. On its face, it's a relatively straightforward prostitution investigation. The case against him is political corruption, undertones, et cetera, et cetera. The person is a son-in-law to a former Cook County Democratic boss, Joseph Barrows. So it's not even direct. It's an in-law that he's fucking doing this with, whatever.
Yeah, but this person's in... I don't get it. This person's in a position...
He's a doctor in California.
That you can consider to be prestigious. You're making money. What the fuck are you doing trying to be a pimp on the side, dude? Are you trying to relive your fucking high school dreams of watching all those old fucking 70s gangster movies like Superfly and shit, where it's like you're going to be the man and the pimp?
How much?
Like, what is that? What is wrong with people?
But how much convincing do you have to do? It's like you're in California and you go, hey, lady, I need you in Chicago to fuck the son-in-law of a political guy. And she goes.
You'd be surprised. I'm not in that business, so I have zero idea. But
I mean, you just throw money at her?
I mean, look, for
it's the same thing with
pussy has been used to change the tide and influence the world since the beginning. Period, all right?
Yes.
And I guess it may be true that there are some weak ass men that cannot resist. But let's just be honest, man. You got like some 60, 70-year-old guy in power. His dick hardly works anymore. He's fucking wrinkling out. And all of a sudden you see this 22-year-old getting thrown your way. And it's like, It's like that quote from Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
It was like, they were talking about that chick they were going to send out to see that guy to get him to change his mind. It's like, how good is she? And lady's all, if you threw her pussy up in the sky, it would turn into sunshine. It's like...
I guess it's true,
but it's how things have been done for so long, and what's crazy is that you can still influence people and control people through just sex, through just waving someone's fucking twat in their face, you know. And I guess that goes vice versa. I mean, if you have an older woman or even a woman of power that just doesn't have time to get enough dick for say, and they send out some, you know, hot stud out there who's dancing up and down like he's on, you know, fucking Chippendales or whatever that Australian stripper show is. But he shows up just waving his fucking pecs around and all that.
Yeah.
Who knows? It works. And that's why they keep doing it. But how weak are you that is what does it for you? Like you would literally give away power. You would literally make changes that are detrimental to a population or just getting your dick sucked. And how do you not see how that doesn't in the end affect you down the road.
But I'm not understand what I don't. Maybe I should finish the article, but that's, but I did. How the fuck you're making 6-7 figures as a doctor in Malibu and you're shipping bitches to Chicago.
Why shipping bitches?
Like you just threw away a 6-figure job. How much money were you really making hustling these women over this?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're gonna land now. You're getting
different reasons. Was it money or was it power? Right? Maybe this was one of those Diddy operations. Like, think about it. Getting videos, pictures, everything that they can hold against these people. Maybe that's what it was, right?
Okay, here we go. All right, we're gonna go here with the quote directly from his lawyer. Dr. Ascari got caught up in an investigation into something into someone he thought was his friend. He made some very bad decisions years ago and is paying the consequences. But he is in a much different place now than he was then, and he wants to put this behind him. Bam Boyani.
You don't even have to finish it. Look, it sounds like this person got caught and is now trying to find a way to wiggle his way out of it.
Yeah.
By saying, I wasn't really involved. You know, I might have hung out with someone or, you know, may have known of, but it wasn't really me directly involved. Like, you know what? Who cares? What's crazy is that this stuff goes on. And you know what's even crazier, honestly, is it's being exposed more and more recently. Like, it's been nuts. How many of these nefarious underground sex trafficking rings are all of a sudden becoming known and being exposed?
What's crazy is that in-law was convicted of conspiring to pay off two sitting state legislators to support legislation expanding the use of so-called sweepstakes gaming machines. He got 5 years for that. And it all went back to the guy shipping women from California. Yeah, you're right. I don't have to finish it. It's just basically all one big ring of what the fuck.
Do they find baby oil?
I don't know. Did you hear the theory? Did you hear the theory on that baby oil?
The Diddy oil?
Okay. Obviously.
Such a crazy story, man.
Obviously, this shit is not, verified or whatever. But the social media rumor is that the baby oil is not baby oil. It is actually the liquid ecstasy. That when you rub it on the body you drink it.
Yeah, I heard it's a mix of a mix of baby oil and that
liquid. It's called liquid ecstasy.
It's kind of like liquid cocaine, no? I heard.
Either way.
Because I heard that they were doing that too. They had they literally were mixing like liquid cocaine with it was a drink that they were serving. It was like that
there was
rosé or pink drink that they make there.
Yeah, they would spike the drink with it.
Yeah,
and then they would also, as they rub it on the skin.
And then they put that other stuff in the baby oil too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
1,100 gallons.
There's no way. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way that Diddy's lawyer can absolutely keep saying they knew where they were getting into. They knew what kind of party it was. If there's evidence of you literally serving a drink that's spiked with liquid cocaine and you're putting other psychotic drugs or influencing drugs into baby oil, you're obviously planning this out. I'm sorry. It's premeditated.
Dude,
you know exactly what
fuck
you're trying
that.
To do.
Fuck all that.
And then cameras in every room?
Dude, set all that shit aside. On the initial raid, when you find 785 dildos, let's just stop the investigation and arrest him, because there's obviously he has no need for that many.
Man, I know. I mean, think about it. Without packaging, it's not like this guy was distributing his brand of sex toys, right?
It was in a dump tank.
Jeez, did they find? So, was this a tank of dirty ones?
They all have. All the officer had had gloves on.
Oh shit!
So we're gonna leave that there.
Supposedly, there's footage of coming out of all these various stars, and now there's some of Leonardo DiCaprio and who's the other guy?
Justin, I know Justin Bieber is
high. And I have to look that up and verify it. But I'm just hearing things, like you said. There's stuff coming out. You know the big question is for me though.
I just love the quote.
Everybody's going after all these other stars to say, oh, they were involved, they were helping. Listen, did everybody forget how many videos that you see of Kevin Hart at the parties helping Diddy host the parties?
Oh yeah.
How come his name hasn't come up?
Oh, there's literal
videos. And let's not forget about Jennifer Lopez. She was actually married to this motherfucker for how many years? With all this going on, no one's brought her name up once.
She was married to the Did?
Yeah, dude. But was she not? I'm not going to accuse, but I'm going to say.
Oh, we must verify this.
Oh, no, she was married to Pete. Yeah, she was.
She was married to the Comb?
Yes. Who's yes. That? And that's when her career started taking off. She had that Jenny from the Block, whatever that album. She did pretty good. And then, I don't know, after she got with Puffy, P. Diddy, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself, all of a sudden she started taking off. This is way before she was married to that other, what was that other singer? The Latin singer star. How can I forget his name, man?
He's not important to the story, though. So
no. Yeah, he's not gonna. You know, he's not dragged into this conspiracy, but still. And now there's rumors that's why Ben Affleck?
Divorced.
Affleck, Affleck, whatever, how you ever say that?
Affleck.
Anyway, why he's leaving again is because of all this stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, they're also...
again, that's rumor.
There's also another rumor I'm just reading right now saying that there's a video of Diddy... Let me see here. Yeah, of Diddy planning the Tupac murder.
Oh, that's...
There's so many cameras in those houses.
How many fucking people have said that for years? But getting back to J-Lo.
I just saw that.
I'm not going to let this go because she's been extremely quiet, has nothing to say, no one's questioning her. And her career takes off after being with P. Diddy with all these white parties and bullshit going on. I hope it's not the case, but I mean, how much was she passed around to get where she is? I would hope that she didn't do that. I hope that's why she divorced and left the guy.
We're gonna have definitely gonna have to correct you on this.
She stayed quiet. No, you're not.
I have to.
Try it.
Diddy was not married to her.
Yeah, they were.
His only relationships listed is Kimberly Porter.
No. She was. Yes, she was. How is that not fucking?
Unless your deal is getting scrubbed here, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not true. I remember it very. Oh my god, dude.
Her list is.
No, she was married to Diddy, dude.
Oh, Johnny Noah, Chris Judd, Mark Anthony.
Sorry,
Mark Anthony's your boy.
She was married to him, dude.
Mark Anthony's your boy, by the way, the Latin guy. Uh-huh. Ben Affleck.
All right. Oh, I guess she was dating.
Yeah, there's no marriage here.
I thought she was married, dude.
I don't
she
have,
was with them for a while.
I don't have a lightning bolt sound or anything for you.
Unless some of this stuff's been scrubbed. I mean, that's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, here's even a video 2 days ago. Hip hop cop who arrested Diddy and J-Lo. Sean Diddy control Combs arrest news live. No, Jennifer
no
Lopez.
One, there's no dispute that they may have dated, but they did not get married.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why J-Lo was arrested while dating Sean Combs?
Yeah, but they weren't.
I was pretty sure that she was.
Yeah, well, back then he had her drugged.
Jennifer Lopez, Sean Combs had an on and off again relationship between 99 and 2001 between the end of J-Lo's marriage to her first husband, don't even care what his name is, and her marriage to her second husband. All right. Yeah, I thought they were actually married. I was swear to God that she was. But anyway, she was with him.
No, but she is in the parties. And on
there she is right there. There's a picture of her right there with him.
Yeah.
All like showing her fucking shit off.
Yep. Part of the contract.
All right. So let's just say, hopefully, I'm hoping she wasn't one of those ones that, you know, took a dick and got passed around for fame. Maybe she left the guy when she found out all the shit was going on. I'm just going to give her that credit. Right.
Right.
Because I don't want to believe she's that person. I don't want to defame her, but I just want to say, how come her name hasn't come up more often when she was involved with him during that time period?
But that doesn't absolve her from actually being at the parties, even though she may have left.
So yeah.
The thing is none of these celebrities are named in the suit. It's just him. But the footage that they have, they're hoping to turn some of these celebrities into witnesses.
There's all these people involved.
Well, they're
have been present, right?
Right, but that's just it. The prosecution is hoping that these all turn into witnesses. That's why they're not named in the suit.
Yeah,
but they can be added. It's kind of that like that threat. So that's why Usher and Pink deleted thousands of social media posts.
Hold on, there's tapes now?
Yeah, there's tapes.
Tapes of J-Lo and Diddy might influence divorce from Ben Affleck.
There's tapes.
Allegedly hit a rough patch in their marriage and hope to divorce in 2024 before Lopez and Affleck.
It's Affleck.
First,
come on.
Affleck. First fell in love in the early 2000s. Lopez dated Sean P. Diddy Combs, a hip-hop mogul and celebrity. Had involved in a 1999 nightclub shooting, the FBI might investigate the incident after Homeland Security raided two of Combs' properties in 2024. Hold on. They're just now going to investigate that? That happened in 1999. Fast forward to 2024. Yeah. Now they're going to fucking
investigate. The only reason
it?
These investigations are happening, dude, I'm telling you, is because they have footage now.
But they... Okay. But that shooting, people were arrested. Like, anyway, here's what Suge Knight said about Affleck's potentially seeing old tapes of Lopez and Combs. Suge Knight says... And Suge Knight was involved in this shit too, no?
Yeah.
Suge Knight says Ben Affleck will think of Jennifer Lopez differently after seeing old tapes of her and Diddy. Jennifer Lopez and Sean P. Diddy Combs go way back. They started dating in 99 and ended the relationship 2001 in 2024. Okay, this is kind of just repeating itself. So, she's involved somehow, but she hasn't been questioned. Apparently, again, rumor, this is on IMBD, but regardless, they say that whatever they found between her and Diddy or what she was involved in has influenced why he wants to get divorced.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff surfacing. Fucking Suge Knight. I mean, you name it. And then what's going on with the whole Justin Bieber relationship thing, right? I mean, he was obviously groomed and like, come on, talk about what?
Something has happened to the Bieb.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty apparent if you just look at his fucking life and career. I mean, the guy has been...
And he's been very...
he's been mentally scarred and abused.
He's been very head down, hiding right now.
What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of?
Well...
I mean, in this case, right now, in this instance... You got a guy like Diddy.
It's more about the embarrassment, dude.
It may be the embarrassment, but this guy's not the mafia. It's not like a bunch of connected families, right? Where if one guy goes down, the other family's going to go after you. No, it's one person. If this guy goes down, it's done.
No, I know, but I think it's more of embarrassment for all these guys.
This is why they're quiet. This is why they're quiet. Hold on.
Okay.
The Obamas have been there?
Everybody's been there.
Clintons?
And they just all found out that there's video.
Maybe that's why people are really... It's not Sean that they're staying quiet about. It's retaliation from the others that have been there.
Could you imagine video of Obama getting it up the ass?
With Big Mike?
With Big... I mean
Michelle.
Allegedly.
Oh, sorry, Michelle.
Allegedly. Speculate.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Could you imagine if that got out?
I mean,
it's a wild example, but just think about it.
I think in today's times, I mean, would people even care though?
Why do you think Usher is hiding under a table right now?
I forgot about him too. Yeah.
What about Jay-Z? Always looking like,
ooh, that's another one.
He's always looking scared. Anytime Diddy walks in, he looks down on the floor.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
And then also, what's your name? Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
What if there's a video of Jay-Z banging a prostitute who's drugged out of her mind? That's rape. That's
beyond that. I mean, what else might they have him doing or being done to?
And of course, because they're all because of the way Diddy is with these freak off white parties. What if there's a lot of gay sex? Does Jay-Z?
What do you mean? What if?
I don't know.
What do you mean, what if? That's the big thing they've been talking about.
Dude, I am trying to do the alleged speculate thing. I don't want to be, you know, have it come back. And I'm just saying, allegedly.
There's nothing coming back. Look, everything we're saying is what's in the media and what's on, and everyone's talking about it, whether it's speculative or fact. But the thing is everything that's been said about the gay orgy parties.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're gay, but what the problem is from the stories that have been coming out is Diddy has like you said, drugged everybody, spiked all the drinks. Yeah, right?
Everybody's fucking high and hammered.
That they don't even know what they're doing, that they're just taking a dick in the ass without even fucking realizing. And they're just going with it because they're so like, they're not themselves, right?
Yeah.
It's not something they would ever do. And then he's got video of it. So yeah,
yeah,
maybe there's the embarrassment, you know, like you said.
You imagine Bill Clinton fucking Jay-Z?
Oh my, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, dude, really? While playing the sax?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean,
hold on. There's the image. There's the, okay. Jay-Z bent over. He got fucking big old bold white Clinton above him, banging that ass hard. And then he's blowing a saxophone at the same time.
And Hillary's in the corner disgusted.
Fuck no. She's over there filming and fucking laughing is what she's doing.
Now, why do you think he wants to get in jail so fast?
Jeez. And I'm not saying Jay-Z took it in the ass. I'm not saying that, so...
No, nobody is. I'm just saying,
what if
speculating as to why these guys are all hiding and running.
Dang.
And it's probably stuff like that.
You're right, though, man. A lot of people just, like, all of a sudden, like, everything shut off. Their social media shut off, everything. Like, they're all hiding under these fucking giant rocks, like... Every once in a while, sticking an eyeball out, like one of those little fucking little crabs, you know, with sticking the little eye out just to see what's going on.
I mean, again, why do you think he's trying to get out of jail? Because Clinton is involved.
Oh, dude, suicided, quick.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's going to get Epstein. Wasn't it the same? Okay. Isn't he now in the same prison where Epstein was?
Yeah.
With the same
he's
people
in the same,
watching
he's in the
him?
Same holding wing, yeah.
With the same people watching
yep,
him?
Yep, yep. Same show.
Huh. Interesting. Fuck. But he's, anyway, this stuff's crazy because...
He's also talking about how he's gonna make a statement and he's going to name a really big name.
Oh, he's going to start...
He wants to talk. He's not a guy that's going to sit there. He's singing.
Oh, what? It wasn't my fault. I was forced to do this.
I was
forced to drug people
for
while
my
I was
own protection.
Laughing and smiling.
I wasn't trafficking young women across
the... No, I was enjoying myself pulling power trips all the time, but I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do
this
it.
This is Epstein Island 5.0.
This fucking guy, dude. Well, we don't even know. We have no idea if it's 5.0 because Epstein, we've never, no
we don't
videos,
have the,
no evidence,
no
nothing
flight,
has ever
no,
been exposed.
No flight logs have been 100% verified.
No, and supposedly, like even in Florida where DeSantis, you know, forced everything to be visible in public, no one really still has gotten anything.
You're not going to get it.
You know, oh, it's public, but can I actually get the logs? Can I actually get, well, kind of. And then when you get it, how much is redacted? It's like, dude, you just gave me a printed piece of paper with a big black square on it. Like, what the fuck is that? You know, it's
Maxwell is still alive.
It's ridiculous.
I'm surprised she's not talking.
She's been really quiet too. And so I don't think this is 5.0. I think Epstein was way worse because his reach was worldwide. Remember?
Right.
I mean, supposedly they had Prince Charles out there on video. They had the fucking Shah of Iran. No, not Iran. I'm sorry. Saudi Arabia. The Prince of Saudi Arabia was supposedly there.
That would have been interesting.
I mean, there was a lot of things like that. You had supposedly Oprah there. There was fucking the Clintons there.
Oh, hey, Oprah was at the Diddy too.
Yeah, she was. And what? Okay, so you think, what if the rumors about Oprah are true? Where she was literally going out and trying to find, you know, basically peddle little kids and things into these parties.
It would not shock me.
But why would you go that level? Are these people do they get so famous and rich that they're just so bored that they got to do fucking evil shit to just feel like they're alive?
It's because they can. That's it. I got the money. I can get thousands of people in a room. We can go fuck each other until 2 a.m.
No, I...
Yeah,
that I get, but I'm talking about literally rounding up kids to go send in to get raped by the adults.
But that's
like what is? How do you get
back
to that level? Right.
Well, it circles back to our doctor. You're fucking. How do you ship women into Chicago for a politician? Like, what's the point?
I think this Diddy thing is probably bigger than Epstein in terms of the media, just because we're talking about a ton of very high profile, visible pop stars, rap stars, and movie stars. Where with the Epstein thing, there was that, but it was mostly politicians and billionaire, you know, company owners. And, you know, it was a little bit different type of people. to where the Epstein thing may have been more dangerous and nefarious because of the money and power involved. But the Diddy thing is really about, oh, wait a minute. My favorite singer was there. My favorite actor was there. You know,
yeah.
It's much more visible because of that.
A lot of record executives were there too.
Yeah. It's,
I know we'll never get it, but Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher would be quite a video.
So, damn, dude.
So what are we
thinking? What are you thinking? Is he going to get suicided?
No.
No, you don't think that's going to happen this time because why?
Way too much tape.
Or is it because they did it already and American public's just not going to fall for it again? But even then, what can we do? They
nothing.
Don't give a
shit,
you know?
They don't I mean, since over 90% of us aren't victims directly at this, none of us are going to give a shit that much.
No, not that. What I mean is even if they do decide to kill him, for example, so the information is get out, the American people could be as mad or upset as they want to be, and the powers that be are just going to go, yeah, well, that's just how it
is.
Well,
I mean,
we're still not going to tell you.
I think it'll go, they'll direct it to the sons, the two elder ones, because they were also there.
What the fuck?
They could get charged. If Diddy goes down next up, possible.
I think Diddy's going to have to start going down right now if he wants to survive.
I don't know, dude. He says he's going to talk, and I'm wondering if that's the October surprise everybody keeps talking about.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot's being revealed about him. Look, he thinks he's a gangster. He thinks he's this big time motherfucking whatever. But, you know, when he was confronted with real gangsters, I mean, think about it. Why do you think 50 Cent never liked the guy? Right? And how come every time 50 Cent had something to say, Diddy would just shut his fucking mouth and look the other way? Because 50 Cent was real. That's where he actually came from. He was a drug dealer on the streets. Like, that was him.
There's a video.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there.
I think Diddy's being extremely exposed. And when now that there's nothing there to protect him or you know, be a buffer.
Yeah.
He's all of a sudden just turned into this quiet bitch.
There's a video of Diddy riding a bicycle and smiling. And the person narrating reads a caption from 50 Cent. Saying that he's smiling because there's no seat on that bicycle.
God dang. Damn. And he had to take the bumpy path.
Oh. I was like, that's a good video. Okay. I can see it.
So 50 Cent was never involved, right?
No.
Eminem, you never hear his name come up about that shit. And then you think about it, everybody was saying Cat Williams is crazy.
No, it doesn't sound like
it. But apparently not.
That's the weirdest thing.
My question is, why now? After all these years, why now? Why 2024?
After over a decade of this shit?
Yeah, why 2024? What, like, who said it was like, you know what, fuck it, it's okay. Let's just fucking throw this guy out there. So questions being...
It depends.
Is it because the powers that be were really disgusted, or is this just the ultimate distraction?
I think they're tired of him.
Head got too big?
Probably. I'm sure he was giving information to him or something.
I'm just wondering if it's that or if it was a distraction because of everything going on with, you know, the election coming. Well, shit, we're less than a month away now, but the election and, you know, everything going on with the wars overseas, the Middle East, fucking Israel, that whole mess is happening. And then all of a sudden this Diddy thing happened, right? I just wonder if it was just another another story to come out to redirect people's attention.
Maybe. But then I just had this thought. The Tate brothers got hit and then Diddy's like, hold my beer.
No shit. Fucking Tate brothers, man. Why are those guys not in jail?
Because
how do they keep somehow squirming?
Because it's Romania, dude.
Yeah.
If it was in the U.S., they would have been tagged, bagged, and thrown in the style. It would have been done already.
Listen, they didn't... I don't think they went as far as Diddy did, but they're literally... The crimes that they're being accused of are extremely similar to what Diddy's being accused of.
Yeah, but Diddy's like, I can do better.
Oh, hold on. Andrew said it was a webcam business.
Diddy said I can do it better.
But technically, Diddy also had a camera business. So,
oh, yes.
So where are we going with this?
He had a surveillance.
Where are we going with this? And the fact that guys like the Tate brothers are being, you know, defended by, which strangely to me,
American lawyers,
not even that, but by other podcasters and influencers, like, oh, they're good guys. Leave them alone. You got it wrong. Like, no, no, they abused and peddled women for money, period. Period. There's videos out there of him fucking smacking and beating chicks if they don't do what he wants and behaves. And he's going to try to say it's performance art. Like, how are they getting away with this? But Diddy's going to jail over it. And you want to talk about, like, Diddy's also being charged with what? Prostitution over state lines or whatever?
It's sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, what did the Tates do?
Technically the same thing, but it's also in Europe. So the laws are different.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Everything that the Tate brothers did, 80% of it is legal in Europe, but not in the U.S. So.
But if it was so legal, why were the cops knocking on the door? Is it because they stopped paying them?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Huh?
They jacked all his cars. I know that.
I'm just saying, man. It's only a matter of time. Look, I think if they take Diddy down, they're really going to go after them next pretty hard.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, the only reason they wouldn't is because they don't have as much on people, right? Because I don't think, you know, the Tates aren't, you know, inviting movie stars over and all that shit for sex parties. So that's the only thing that's saving their ass. But outside of that, they should be getting the same treatment. It's just fucking crazy, man. It's crazy. And then fuck it. You know, since we're around, let's do a subject change here. Let's get off of this because Diddy is, we're going to see how this plays out. Let's talk about, talk about the hashtag that I've come up with, I think, and I keep pushing it out there.
Okay.
Your government hates you. And I'm going to keep pushing that hashtag on all my posts because more and more every day they hate us. What the fuck is with Kamala Harris going up there being so proud about saying how she could offer, not her, but the government in general, offer the hurricane victims $750.
Oh, I knew this was
fuck yeah, it is. $750.
This is going to be a PSA across the network. Here we go.
$750. Like, how are they proud of that? And then a day or two later, talking about how much money she needs to send to Lebanon.
Dude, it was
at a running total of 365 or 75 million.
Hold on. This is a raise. You got to remember that. Last disaster, there was $700.
We're at $750. Hawaii got shit.
Hawaii got $700. We got a $50 raise. Right? I mean, it helps.
And then which town was it mostly? Was it Ashland?
It's mostly the Carolinas.
Yeah, but...
Right now.
I was going to say, so...
I can't remember what city is what, but I know North... I think it's North or South Carolina that took a lot of hit. And something this morning came up. Hurricane Milton is going to land in Tampa.
Yeah, I just heard something about that.
Yeah. And Mayorkas said we're out of money right now, so...
So let's just take this. I'm gonna look up the population of North Carolina, okay? And I'm gonna get to my point here. Let me look at this population in 2024. Okay, so as of 2024, what do we got here for population? So it's actually North Carolina became the seventh most populated state in the early 2030s. So they're going to say that by 2030 it's going to be one of the most populated. Okay. But as of now, where we're at. So here we go. Says North Carolina population is, okay, that million? 10,975,000. Okay. So let's go 10,975,000. 10,975 and add some more zeros. Okay. All right. So listen to this.
I'm listening.
That is only 8,231 $1,250,000 that the government can offer in assistance total, which breaks down to about $750 per person.
Okay.
As far as the entire population of North Carolina. But the reality is, it's not 10 million people that are in need, right? But let's just, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. So let's just say the government's saying, oh, we can allot $8 billion. They just sent $365 million total to Lebanon over the time. They've been sending, by the way, since 2009, over $3 billion fucking dollars a year to Israel. And then we've already sent $175 billion to Ukraine since the war.
Yes.
But God forbid you could send any kind of actual realistic number to help people that have gone through a natural disaster here in the United States. Hawaii got wiped out by that fire. Like, wiped out.
They did. That whole city.
Wiped the fuck out. Like, I think it's as if someone just fired a bomb on there and it got, it's like it's done.
When did that fire happen?
The year?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
2022, right? 23?
I was going to say at least 3 years ago.
22.
Am I correct? I'll look it up right now. Hawaii fire. Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot the name of the town, but.
I forgot too. I actually saw a documentary on it. Oh, here it is.
It's right there. Lahana fire.
Lahana, right?
Lahana, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it right there. I don't know what year it started though.
Oh, the cause revealed. This just came out in October.
Yeah, the power line.
Maui blames fallen power line.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay, you know what's crazy about that disaster though? When I was watching the documentary, somehow, for whatever reason, most of all the water was shut off at that time that happened as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a conspiracy dive on this, but it says that Maui County's report follows multiple, at times, dueling narratives. Thanks for the pop-up there.
Hawaii Storytellers, October 17th.
It won't go away.
Nice little plug there.
Nice. Are you for real? Here we go. Sorry. All right, getting back to the article. It said that when the wildfire swept through Lahana, I think, are we saying that right? Lahana? Lahaina? Yeah.
We're probably not.
All right. Killing 102 people. Insurance losses have already topped $2.3 billion and are expected to cost another billion. So they're expecting this to be $3 billion to $4 billion in total losses.
Damn.
And then you said that they only offered $700 in assistance?
To the families, yeah. Per house.
So, and that's if insurance kicks in, because we all know that insurance companies have not been kicking in on, they've been finding ways out of trying to take responsibility.
A lot of the disaster exchanges and so, yeah.
So what are you supposed to do with 700? Okay, now let's fast forward to Carolina. What happened there?
Dude, that's groceries.
For what? For a family, what is that? A month, maybe two? You know, for a big family?
That's four tires for the car that's in the ocean.
Yeah, no shit. So she's boasting, Kamala, that we can, if it was 10 million people affected, if.
Think about this shit,
in Carolina.
Though. Think about this for a second. I'm sorry, but COVID was $1,400. Remember that?
True.
So 50% rate cut if your house goes under in a hurricane.
What the fuck?
I would think it'd be reversed. Because technically you could still work at COVID.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You didn't lose your home.
No.
You weren't displaced.
No.
So yeah, many people work remote. Some industries were extremely shut down, but yeah, I get it. I don't understand it, man. I just don't. You know, and how they can say that we don't have enough money for our own people and we can maybe allot $8.2 billion, but I know it's not 8.2 because it wasn't 10 million people that were affected. And yet go the next day and fucking brag about the money you're sending to fucking Lebanon. And then
$157 million.
What's that politician?
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to read you some David Axelrod.
Okay.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
All right. For those of you that don't, he was one of Obama's campaign strategists. And he was in the White House for a little bit. And now he's on CNN talking shit. So this is what he said.
Needs to go away, man.
Oh, God. What he said here is hilarious. It is remarkable the degree to which Trump can brazenly sell utter lies despite all of the evidence to the contrary. His latest lie is the hurricane-plagued states of Georgia and North Carolina, battleground states for those who aren't following, were deprived of rescue money because the immigrants had taken it all. None of this is true.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I have something for you. I have something for you. Let me see. Am I connected to that or are you?
The Bluetooth?
Yeah.
I would have to...
Well, is your phone connected? I could just send you this.
Oh, well... Oh, dear.
No, your phone. Your phone's hooked up, correct?
Right, but I'm also... I don't have an extra channel set.
Oh. Well, you played the music, correct?
Yeah, but that earlier? Was on this channel.
Oh, all
not
right.
this channel.
Okay.
But can I add it as we...
Sure.
Can we? I don't know. Can we?
No, actually. You know what? Audience, we're going to pause for a sec, and then we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. So, actually, we're able to fix the tech. My brother, Manuel, has it on his phone, the video that I was going to play in response to what you just said. So, go ahead and play that video of Jean... What was it? Jean...
Karine
I can never say her name correctly. I'm sorry. But our White House press secretary here. And it's a little before and after here.
The first part is 2024. The second part is 2022.
It's just categorically false. No, Biden did not take female relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's emergency food and shelter program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
All right, so they're saying that they weren't redirecting, taking funds, never happened, right? And they're trying to blame everything for the way it is now, again on Trump, because they can't shut their mouths about Trump. But we're not talking articles or made up rumors. I mean, this is literal video clips of our White House press secretary contradicting herself.
And David Axelrod. Again, it's almost like these guys don't think we have access to the info.
No, they don't. And they're assuming they're still living in that time, right? Of when they can just say whatever, get away with whatever because people aren't informed. But it's ridiculous. It really is. That we're in this time where, you know, the American people are just so freaking disrespected.
So, but here's my response to Axelrod.
Yeah, let me hear that.
So I asked him, then what is the real story, David? Are the reports of FEMA being broke false? Is Biden misspeaking when he said they spent it all, which is an actual quote? So set the record straight. Doesn't do it. That was 16 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's social media. You're never going to, the famous people will never respond to the little guy because it's like they have so much time on, you know, they're busy all the time or some shit. But yeah.
You know what? This is crazy.
But yes, I would like to see these guys set the record straight because a lot of times they sit there and they go, this Republican has lied. This Republican has brazenly lied. This Republican this, that. Then what's the answer? You know, I want to know, if you got it, why don't you share it? They don't. So it's like, okay.
I have no answer for that.
You're never going to have an answer for that.
This is crazy. So I literally responded to a post here.
We're going down.
No. This was important because it was related. Where did it go? I think she fucking deleted it. Or blocked me anyway because I can't see my response anymore. What? It was what's her name? Crockett.
David Crockett.
No, Jasmine.
I don't even know who that is.
Jasmine Crockett. She was a congressperson. Remember? Right here.
Oh, Jesus.
See that picture? Her.
Oh.
You've seen her before.
I didn't know she was.
Yeah. So okay. So she made a statement.
You said some dum-dums?
She made some stupid shit. And if she erased my post, I'm just going to reread hers and respond here on our podcast. Yeah, I actually, I don't see my thing on here. Huh. Come on, Jasmine, you can't take it. Anyway, so this is what she said about the whole FEMA thing. She said, since we are discussing FEMA and facts, she said, fun fact, almost 50% of the Republicans voted to shut the government down when we knew Hurricane Helene or Helen was on her way. Another fun fact, Republicans are the ones cutting FEMA resources from the congressional budget. Some would say, show me your budget. I'll say, oh, I'll see your priorities. Take a look at the proposals being made by Republicans. Finally, these clowns are wholly inept and morally bankrupt as people are dying, missing, and displaced. The only thing they can think to do is lie and stir chaos. She goes on to say, let's be sure to promote facts over fiction as we head to the polls in 30 days or less. So okay. I did respond. I don't know why I can't see my response anymore, but okay, Jasmine, maybe you don't like me. Cool. So the response basically was this. Firstly, we know the Republicans didn't vote for whatever they're trying to pass because they put a bunch of pork on it, right? It's never single subject line bills, ever.
Or related.
And that's why it didn't pass. Furthermore, I asked her this question. Basically, so what you're saying is people were only offered $750 each because there was not enough money in that particular bucket in FEMA. Yet, what bucket was the money that you sent to Lebanon in a total of $365 million already total? What bucket was that in? Furthermore, I was talking about the $3 billion manual, over $3 billion a year since 2009 we've been sending to Israel. What bucket was that in? And then I also asked her what bucket was $175 billion in that was sent to Ukraine. Basically, my point being is the government can pull money out of their ass if they really want you to help people if it benefits them.
Right.
But for some reason, helping the American people doesn't seem to benefit them.
No.
My response has been wiped.
But this is
no, not trying to make it political, but this is national news. This is a natural disaster. There's things going on. And the American people that need the assistance, like this is our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. But this is an epidemic. This is a disease on social media since this is my third time attempting this X thing, and I just put out a goose episode where I just lost my shit again on a lot of these guys.
I love it.
But this is one of the issues that I've been seeing in my experience is like everybody likes to pound their chest, type some shit, but they don't want to have a conversation. And then they also have the direct messaging thing where you can just not have anybody else involved and you can have this conversation.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that either.
No.
But it's like, but then they want to sit there and they want to say shit like what she just said, where it's like the Republicans this, Republicans that. And it's like when they brought up the border bill in the debates, it's like, okay, well, what was in that bill that got rejected?
Exactly.
What was in it? You say it was a comprehensive border bill. It's not comprehensive if $67 billion is going to Ukraine. That's not a border bill.
That's money going to a foreign nation.
You know.
That has nothing to do with the border bill whatsoever.
Or what was it, $17 billion to Israel at that time. And I'm not saying that's bad, but if you want to have a bill that addresses the border, huh?
I'll say it's bad.
No, I'm talking about the idea.
No, I get it.
Of those countries getting aid. That's not an issue. The issue is if you want to have a border bill, have a fucking border bill.
Agreed.
Don't sit there and go, "Oh, we'll only pass this 5 pages if you add all this shit." And the Republicans are saying, "No, this is not a border bill."
All right. I'm going to give this example.
They also have this 5,000 cap a day, which is 10,000 people get to cross in 2 days, 15,000. You're still not stopping the flow.
A fucking cap. Really? That's not a solution. That's not closing the border. I was going to say, what's crazy about these bills is this. I'm going to make a very simple example here. We're going to pass a bill to paint the new... Let's call it congressional meeting room, for example. We're going to pass a bill that will allow us to free up funds to paint the building pink. Okay?
Right.
But in order for us to paint it pink as everybody wants, we also need you to pass this other legislation and bill and release funds for us to buy 1,000 rubber hammers. What are the rubber hammers used for? We need them. But it has nothing to do with painting the building. Shouldn't you want paint brushes? That's a question for the painting experts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was like the Inflation Reduction Act that didn't have a single thing to do with inflation, but it included some shit for Pelosi and her museums.
Oh, I remember that.
It's like, okay, yeah. How did we suddenly print $600 million or whatever the fuck it was for that?
How did that get roped into an Inflation Reduction Act? You're creating inflation again.
Yes.
By overspending on some bullshit fucking museum.
But that shit goes on all the time. I mean, it's like the crime bill that didn't really address crime in the 90s, but it included shit for, you know.
It makes no sense. Okay. It makes no sense. You know, we're going to plant 1,000 trees, but at the same time, we're going to go ahead and pass a bill to deforest the state of fucking California.
But what's really getting kind of crazy is when you watch these congressional things, a lot of these newer Republican Congress people are coming in. They're like, we want single subject bills.
Yes.
That's what we want to talk about. We don't want to talk about adding, you know.
And they make an excuse as to why that's not possible and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and every Democrat loses their shit.
Tell me how it's not efficient. Why? Because you got to spend a little more time hearing each bill individually?
Yeah, you got to hear all of it.
Like, fuck
it's
you.
It's like Pelosi going...
That is your job.
It's like Pelosi when she was a speaker forcing the... they call it Obamacare, but it's really the ACA. Now, she forced it in 900 pages. She goes, you don't need to read the bill to approve it.
Yeah.
You can read it after.
No. Like, that's not how it works. That's not how it fucking works.
And then they push it through, and then all the young people are leaving it because it doesn't benefit them, and then there's nobody to support it.
So you're building a bridge over a section of, let's say you're building a bridge over a lake to connect two land masses. And the engineering plans and everything on how to do it are right here. But you're telling your contractor, don't worry about reading that. Just throw it up. You've done it before, right? We'll go over things later. And then it collapses. You're like pointing the finger at the contractor and is like, hey,
you told me not to
worry about it. Just throw it up.
I'm sorry. Like I said, if you don't get our leanings by this time, something's wrong with you. But
well,
how could we?
I while we do lean conservative, okay, we lean Republican. We absolutely do. But I don't think you and I have brought up Republican versus Democrat in this conversation yet. What we're doing is calling out just stupidity and the ineptness of our government. And that's why I started putting that hashtag, your government hates you. Because, listen, there's bad Republicans out there, too. There really is. There's guys that have been caught doing, you know, in sex scandals and different things. By the way, bring up sex scandals. Remember, how much did Congress pay out to cover up sex scandals already by their own congressional members?
Oh, it's tens of millions.
Was it like 20-something million? Yeah. 29 million, something like that? I might be off on that, but it's somewhere up there.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
And that's not just Democrats. That's Democrats and Republicans.
It's not a deterrent. It's really not a deterrent because we just had the staffers banging each other
again,
like a year ago.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's not deterring anything because it's still
it's not. It's not. It's our government just needs. Look, we got to stop electing people based on their popularity and how great their insults are against each other, and just really take them for who they are and what they have to offer us in the job that they're being elected for. I mean, God dang, it's really that simple.
I think I keep burping this shit.
It's really that simple. Burping what?
Oh, hold on.
Are you having digestive issues with sparkling ice caffeinated energy drink by Sparkling Rain? Well, then you're just not drinking enough. All right.
Okay. We got to keep that tragic piano. That's pretty good.
I like it, actually.
I don't know. I'm on my second can. Hold on.
Are you? Blue raspberry, the flavor preferred by Random Thoughts with Manuel and George. All right.
Talking Rain. Yeah, that's my second one. I was going to end up drinking all three.
Three?
No, I brought three.
We have been talking a while.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, fuck. You want to wrap it up? Want to keep going? I mean, hell, hashtag your government hates you.
Listen, sir.
Diddy's at it. We got more shit happening with sex trafficking by people that are in high positions making good money for, I don't know why they would. damn. Did a little rehash and talking on the podcast industry. Actually, before we leave, I do want to bring one thing up. You can keep that going. So, remember when we talk about our food once in a while and ingredients? Here's a story of an organic apple that was left at my warehouse by one of my people. It was there for 2 weeks. I've watched this apple. I chose not to put it in my refrigerator. I wanted to see what would happen. Well, 2 weeks have gone by. And one of my guys comes back to the shop to get some gear for an event he's going to do. And he notices the apple. And he goes, holy shit, that thing's still good? And I was like, yeah. I was kind of wondering when that thing was going to start to rot. And he goes, yeah, this should be rot by now. And then we have this back and forth. He goes, dude, this is organic. And he goes, I guess it's not that organic. And I was like, you think? So he's going to do an experiment now.
Did you cut it open yet?
No, you could feel like it still felt, it wasn't mushy, nothing. Like it was a solid fucking apple, dude. It was weird. And then we started talking about the organic thing. And he used to work for Dole for a little bit when he was interning and going to college and all that. And he said, well, even if it's organic, he says, a lot of times they measure the soil that's being grown in and the soil itself is contaminated or doesn't have organic properties. You know, that would deem it to be organic. And then I told him, because Christine looked this up, about when you buy organic fruits and veggies, there are certain barcodes that designate whether it is truly organic through and through versus it was deemed to be grown organic. And the barcodes that start with a 9 are the ones that are fully organic. Okay. So I told that to him and I thought I'd bring that up because I don't know why it was on my mind, but it was like weird that think about, can your body process this shit? If this stuff is lasting 2 weeks, think about it. And it's supposed to be organic and it's not modified or whatever. How in the fuck did that thing, listen, my shop is hot. You've been there.
Yeah.
There's no air conditioning running 24/7. It was sitting on the refrigerator right there in the open, not even rotten. And then we got McDonald's food that lasts, what, 10, 20 years?
Yeah, that food does not.
Dude, ants don't even eat it. You throw the shit on the ground, it just sits there. Nothing touches it.
That shit don't even mold.
Anyway. All right, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got? Just letting us know.
So when you're shopping organic, make sure you look for that barcode, read it. And if it starts with a 9, I think you're in good shape.
And on that note, kids.
Hey, I gotta keep it random.
This is true.
All right. You know what? Bring back that music. Let's take a
Which
out.
One?
The one you just had.
The Tret? Oh, the...
Yeah.
But it's only like 20 seconds.
It's okay.
You gonna close it out in 20 seconds?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you?
Let's try it.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to Random Thoughts. Once again, we appreciate your support. Please like and share the show and drink sparkling ice.
See you on the next one.